الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض وعدت للمتقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. When the ashar were being read, and a few times then, in the ashar, Brother Riyaz was saying, stopped and said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But very few of us read also, loudly. All must have read, no doubt. But in the heart or in the mind. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the name Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam starts with the meme. And he says, bring for me the greatest Qari in the world who can pronounce the meme without the lips meeting. So when the lips meet, that's a kiss. So Muhammad, try any way to and pronounce the meme without the lips meeting. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right from the beginning is just love. So we should love our Nabi. That love should be a person who really loves his wife, but he doesn't ever tell her, I love you. He doesn't show her any kindness, anything. What kind of a love is that? Love is supposed to, it's an outgoing thing. A person shows his love, and he has got that feeling, and he can't contain when there is love. Just like anger you can't contain, love also you can't contain. It has to be expressed. The expression of it. Are we so lazy or so indifferent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is taken and looks like all we are in a deep muraqabah. Muraqabah is part of our whole system, but not at this time when we are listening to talks of bayan, and then everyone is, somebody's head is down, somebody is like sleeping, like the ashar mean nothing. And how many of us, we come also just to the program when the bayan starts. Before that, the ashar also don't mean anything to us. We are not here for that also. So, and when the name of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is taken, we don't even say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which won't cost us anything whatsoever. And the returns of it, every durood, what great returns there are for that. And returns for ourselves, for this dunya of ours, for our akhirat, everywhere there are so much benefits. Don't we even want just our own benefit? Durood we should read with passion and feeling. Allah give us all tawfiq. And whoever will read with passion and feeling, he will see for himself 100% the greatness, the great benefits that come into his life here. If not our dini life, which should be the object, even our dunya's life we'll see, which is so much desired and coveted by us, our dunya's life, see the goodness and barakat of Durood Sharif even in our dunya's life. Allah give us tawfiq, understanding, and to come out of this slumber of ours and this muraqabah which we are so deep in. And we express our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that, though so much also we can't do, then where are we going to express it? In our imaniyat, all the things of iman, all the things of Islam, our namaz is perfect, our dressing, our lifestyle, who we meet, who we don't meet, must be all for the sake of deen and Islam. Where we go, where we don't go. And then all our muamalat, all our business dealings, and then our muasharat, social life, all must be based on the same thing that should be so dear to us. But if we can't even open our lips to read Durood Sharif, where can we expect to reach all this? Then our akhlaq, which is so important. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this ayah that we have recited, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, first the ayah starts from there, that ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la ta'kulu riba adhafan mudha'afa. consume interest in any way whatsoever. The person should stay away completely from interest, and that is one great haram. Like that, stay away from all harams also. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And all the staying away from the prohibitions, it is for our own success. To give up a prohibition of looking at some strange woman, giving up the prohibition of becoming angry wrongly, all this, yes, speaking out, and all the worst things we speak out, whether it is with the children, with the wife, with friends, wherever we are, and all this wrong, give it up, then you will become successful. So we should have that taqwa, which is not just imposed on us, just for the sake of it being imposed. The object of it is so that we will become successful. And so if you want to become successful, then our way of thinking, which is the way which Allah has taught us, which is the only perfect way, is to observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So we should do that. And if further than that, if you do that also, you will be, and you should, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And fear that fire which has been prepared for the kuffar. The fire of Jahannam is not meant for the Muslims. And Muslims go and land in there. Where you came, this was no entry for you. Where you came here, but by our actions, how many of us, Allah save us, forgive us, will be landing in the fire. The fire of Jahannam is prepared basically for the kuffar. So where you came in here, you were not supposed to be here. But when we don't, and have taqwa, fear, when you fear something, you stay far away from it. You fear a dog, you don't go right near it, and you say, I fear you. And you stay far away. And if it comes after you, you run. And you run such a way, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, two old people who went to the zoo, and they walking with their walking sticks, and like they even act more than what they are old, slowly plodding and that. The announcement was made in the zoo that the lion has come out of its cage, its den, and everyone is responsible for his own safety. He says those two people, their walking sticks, they threw one side, and they were the first out of the zoo. So much you fear that lion, you fear this, that then you don't consider anything whatsoever. So like that, we should fear the fire of Jahannam. And all those things, what is the fire of Jahannam? It's not here now. So how are we going to fear it? The things that lead to it. Fear all those things, all the types of gunas of the eyes, of the tongue, of the mind, of the heart, all types of gunas. Not stay away from them, fear them. And stay be completely far away. And Allah Ta'ala says, La taqrabu. Don't go anywhere near it also. If you will do taqrabu, you will become taf'alu. You will fall into it. So stay far away, then you won't get involved in it. If you go near it, you're going to fall into it. It will attract you and pull you in it. And on the other hand, what you should be doing to save yourself from all that, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. Obey Allah and the Rasul of Allah, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as Mufti Saab explained, that new Muslim says, what a deen, what a Nabi we have got. Who is our Nabi? The deen of Islam, every teaching of it is so perfect. Allah give us tawfiq, and not only to practice it, so that everyone else can see what is the beauty of this deen. Our family people, neighbors, the extended family, everyone. So in that way we should practice deen. All must be able to see that there is something in this person. There is Islam is just something different. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And if you will do that, on top Allah said, if you fear Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You will become successful. For your own success, we are telling you. Fear Allah for your own success. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, أَطِيُوا اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولُ. Be obedient to Allah and His Rasul, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that mercy be shown upon you. So that you become marhum. Perhaps many of us are frightened. We don't want to do that. That marhum is a person who has passed away. So we'll pass away. No, while you're living, you will be marhum. And Allah's rahmat will be pouring down on you. Not only coming down, cascading, it will come pouring down on you if you will do Atiullahu wa Rasul. The minute a person obeys Allah and His Rasul, wherever in his thoughts he obeys Allah, you have to go out of the masjid. You are not in your. You are not thinking. You put your right, your left foot, your left foot, your right foot first. You should go out with the left foot, and you weren't thinking. Immediately you realize, and just that action of yours, Allah's rahmat comes pouring down on you. You are entering the toilet. You must enter with the left leg. By mistake, you entered with the right, and immediately you withdrew and you went with. Allah's rahmat is pouring down on you. Your wife told you something, the children said something, and you are going to get angry, and you control yourself, and nobody noticed anything. Allah's rahmat is pouring down. So every, you stand up in namaz, Allah's rahmat is pouring down on you. And what you say, you get up for tahajjud, and whatever, you stay away from haram. So all this is so that you become marhum. Yeah, also we should remember the word is marhum. Some people, due to unmindfulness, they say mahroom. Mahroom is the person who is deprived. So for our marhum people, we say, my mahroom father. It's like a badwa, it's a very bad thing. We should learn and correct ourselves and use the correct the terms, marhum. And then Allah Ta'ala says further, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّ رَبِّكُمْ And rush, sari'u, sur'at, race, run, rush towards the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And so that is one thing, rush towards the forgiveness of Allah. As our one friend, mashallah, he prepared it all, many, and there are much more, many, many actions which we do, Allah's forgiveness comes down. For example, we eat. A person eats, reads the dua, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَنِي هَذَا وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ All these sins are forgiven. You wear your clothes and a similar dua. All those actions, do them. There are so many actions on which Allah has promised forgiveness of sins. So we should try find out what they are and do them so that we get our sins forgiven. And ask, make tawbah istighfar also. Tawbah istighfar is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah loves to forgive and Allah wants to forgive. He's just waiting for us to turn to Him. And we make tawbah istighfar. Hold, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, a person, whole life he was committing sin. He is a rich man, very good health also, and what is money, making zulm on people, womanizing, gambling, drinking, whatever it can be. Now he became old, he's lost his health also. His money also he lost. Now he's got nothing. Now he says, let me turn to Allah. Allah will never say, old man, when you had all the things for with you, then you never turned to me. Now you're coming to me. We will say to anyone like that, that when I needed you, you never came. Now when I don't need you, what must I do with you? I don't want you in my life now. The way we will treat people, but Allah will never, in that condition also, Allah will welcome a person with open arms. And Allah will accept him wholeheartedly when a person so rush towards Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. All the amal will bring the forgiveness of Allah. And all I make ask for forgiveness also. Forgiveness is such a thing, a heart that has turned black, black, black. Hard, hard, hard. No compassion, no softness, no question of a teardrop coming in the eye. The heart is so hard. And you don't think about deen, don't think about akhirat, but you turn to Allah. Allah will make that heart a shining white heart. And make it soft and where things will grow. Wonderful things of deen will grow. So turn to Allah Ta'ala. And also turn, wasari'u, to the forgiveness of Allah. And also, wa jannatin, and towards such a Jannat. Yeah, Allah gives the few vivid signs of the Jannat. The one is Ardu has samawatu wal ard. The width of Jannat, usually normally thinks the length is more longer than the width. But the width of Jannat is like the skies and the earth, or the seven earths, the seven skies. Today, the astronomers, they've made new telescopes. What advanced telescope. But they find those are also not sufficient. Where they see the stars and the galaxies and still think they know that we haven't touched the tip of the iceberg. So much there is. So what is the great good? So what is the size of the Jannah? Unlimited the Jannah. So broad it is. And for who is it all prepared? This is important for us. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is prepared for those people who have got taqwa, who fear Allah Ta'ala, who stay away from the displeasure of Allah, who stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi should say that we should stay away from guna, not because of the punishment that Allah will give us, but in the love of Allah. That Allah, when you are so kind to me, Aziz of Misr told his wife Zulikha that Akrimi Maswa that look after Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. That when Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was tempted by Zulikha to commit guna, then he said that how can I be disobedient to whom? To he who is so kind to me. So in the love of somebody's kindness, don't disobey that person. Not only in the fear. And Hazrat should say, the fear of staying away from guna is like the attitude of a dog. That a dog, you show it a stick, a stone, then it runs away. In the fear, it stays away. No, in the love of Allah. So we must develop that, become not only human beings, but those human beings who surpass the malaika also. That in the love of Allah, we do not commit gunas. And a person who adopts that attitude, to give up gunas will be very easy. It won't be this mujahada and this hard effort that we have to do. Love surpasses fear any time. Love is lovable. Everyone loves love. But we haven't explored love. And go into what is the true love. And the love, the only true love is only the love of Allah. There is love of other people also, but the real true love is the love of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala forgive us all, and Allah reward our share. We hardly ever knew, though we had studied, alhamdulillah, we completed our studies, and the great, great asatiza, everything. We were also, inshallah, hopefully, serving deen and everything. But we never knew also there is something like the love of Allah. And unfortunately, we knew there is love of guna. There is love of filth and dirt. There is love of urine and stool. But love of Allah, we didn't know. Allah reward our share. Fal Hazrat Qabar with noor and the reward from around the world where Hazrat went and lit the fire of the love of Allah in the hearts of so many people. So that is what we have to get, that love of Allah Ta'ala, and stay away from gunas in the love of Allah Ta'ala. So these muttaqeen, yeah, now this is the qualities we should see whether they come into us. Allah reward our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in one malfuz. He says, if anyone wants to know that whether Allah loves him or not, how will we know? And many friends ask also. So Hazrat has given a few signs. The first sign, Hazrat says, that your own gunas open up to you. At the moment, our condition is, we only see our good things, and we're expecting, why the wife doesn't praise me, and why doesn't she respect and honor me, and why don't the people respect me? In fact, one very good friend, he says, when I go in my friends, in my groups and that, and somebody doesn't give me man, doesn't make salam, doesn't speak to me, I feel very despondent. So all that we shouldn't have at all in our heart. We should have all the time that we see our faults, that if nobody notices me, shukr. I just sat in one corner, that is. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told, once in the Markaz, it was, we understand, the courtyard of the masjid. And Hazrat was explaining that when people's fingers start pointing to you, then you are in a very dangerous position. He said, now people's fingers are being pointed towards me. The one is, people accuse you. That, he said, that is not so serious. That is nothing. But when the fingers point, there is the Hazrat Ji, the big man. He is a great man. When the fingers and people's attention, then you are in big danger. You are on very slippery ground. But unfortunately, that is what we all desire. All must look up, oh, Hazrat is here, Maulana is here, do this quickly, rush, do this quickly, do this. Then you are on very dangerous ground. Shaitan is almost, he's got his rope around you, and he's just going to pull you in any time now. You are on great slippery ground. And as long as you're false, what am I? I'm nothing. I don't know why the people are doing this. Why they are showing this respect, this love, etc. I'm the worst of worst. If that is the condition, that person is on very safe ground. And he's progressing spiritually all the time. So that is one sign. Another sign is that when the love of the creation comes in the heart. In fact, Buzurgs have written, that person who even once a day makes this dua, oh Allah, have mercy on the birds in the air, the fish in the water, the ants in their holes, and all your creation, there is no doubt that he is the Qutub of the time. Allah raises that person's position, so to have compassion. But today, our own wives, we haven't got compassion. Our own people, we don't have that feeling and softness in our heart. That is a very great thing. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So, here Allah explains, who are these people? Very important. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those people who spend money when conditions are good, when they have got money in their pocket. And when they haven't got, they spend also. We find that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the treasurer of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he should spend also. He was trained by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion he said, our coffers, our boxes where we keep our money empty. And now there isn't any money. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Anfiq ya Bilal, keep on spending. And, وَلَا تَخَافْ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة. And don't fear from the owner of the arsh, that is Allah Ta'ala, any shortage. Hazrat Bilal should take loans from Jewish people in order to spend on the people. And there were many other people also, not only if they got, they spent, and if they haven't got, sorry, we haven't got nothing here now. But they should take loans from people to spend on others. Those are the people who, not for their own sake, not for their benefit, we can't imagine it also. And we will easily come up with a proper argument that Islam didn't made so hard that to spend on others I must take a loan. Islam didn't tell me to do that. Definitely Islam did not tell you. But that is also a very high position, which many people can't smell that position. We only know the basic Shariat rules that you don't have to go so much out of your way. We haven't smelled this high position that you take loans in order to help out other people. And many people have. So this is that in all conditions you spend. And spending in the path of Allah is for your tazkiyah. Ulama have written, what a beautiful point, that where Allah says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, take from the wealth of the people the sadaqah. Then all deep discussions, whether it is zakat or nafal, etc., all that. But the point that they make here, تُطَخِّرُهُمْ بِهَا. Taking that money from them to spend in the path of Allah is for their purification. Spiritual, your Islam is to the extent how much you spend your money. Your money to everyone is very dear. When you learn, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Till you don't spend what is very dear to you, you won't reach bir, you won't reach goodness. فَعَيَتِ بَعَلَّهُ تَعَالَى. And today, spending is a thing which is remote in our lives. with great difficulty, some big problem came in our life, then we give some sadaqah. Sadaqah should not be every day, at every step. There were those people, on every step of theirs, they are giving sadaqah. So sadaqah should be a great thing. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, 360 joints in the body, for every joint, give every day sadaqah. Then the details are given. So sadaqah is a very important thing. All the ulama have written that giving of zakat also is not basically and primarily for the rights of the poor and fulfilling their needs. The first, if there are no poor people left in the world, sadaqah, zakat will still be farz and compulsory. The first main reason it is to tahhiruhum biha. On which Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh gives a written a very beautiful dua. When people spend in the path of Allah, giving in a masjid, madrasa, etc., three beautiful duas Imam Shafi'i had formulated. Ajarakallah fima aatait. May Allah reward you, give you your ajar, your reward in this that you have given. Waj'aluhu tahura laka. And Allah make it a purification, your islah, your tazkiyah, a means of your tazkiyah. Wabarakallah fima abqait. And Allah give you barakat in what you have left behind. Our Shaykh used to say, the collector today, what you have given him, you gave him 50 rand, 500, 5,000 rand, he writes out your receipt, he gives you everything. No duas, nobody even knows these duas. Allah give us tawfiq to stay with the mashayikh and learn. Even how to do collection, we have to learn stuff. And then that what he gave, his eyes are not on what he gave, his eyes are what he still is, what the big shop he's got. He doesn't know how he's, all this he's owing. He's owing the bank how much. And you think it belongs to him. And your eyes are, oh, what a car he's driving. What a house. Yeah, you enter his house to collect. And you're sitting there in his couch on there. What a house he's got. He gave me only 50 rand. How much he still got? But yeah, the dua is, Allah give you barakat on what you kept behind. You know, your eyes are not on there that you must get it, pull it out. But your eyes are, you give him dua, Allah give you barakat. So this is the way. Then there is great, great barakat in everything. So, these people, الَّذِينِ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, who spend in this way. And when they will spend like this, then you will come to the stage, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ, to be able to control your anger. You have to pay for it. We want everything for nothing. Spend in the path of Allah and see then what qualities Allah blesses a person with. And don't, shaitan deceives us also. The rich people, they can give. We are poor, we need, we can't give. No, if the rich can give 100,000 rand, you can give half a rand. You can give 50 cents, you can give. And then again, shaitan comes again and he says, there's people who give 100,000, 1 million, they're doing it for name and fame. And if I have to give 50 cents, the receipt costs more expensive than 50 cents. So what does this say? I'm a liability to the organization. I only gave a 50 cents. Today you want to transfer 50 cents, the charges are more than 50 cents for that. So I don't give. So shaitan has got his various ways to keep us away from, and Allah comes in the hadith, a person gives half a khajur, not a full khajur also. Half a khajur, Allah Ta'ala grows that investment until it becomes more bigger than the Mount of Uhud. As though you gave the Mount of Uhud in gold. More than that Allah gives you. We must give. Basic thing is give. Give with sincerity and feeling. Also we say, who must we give to? We give these people who come knocking at the door. They are all these druggies and they all got their own sad stories. You give the person at the stop street who is standing there. These people, they are professional beggars. So you justify yourself, there is nobody I can give to. So I don't give to anyone. That you won't find fault in not giving. But you'll find fault in all the other people. Our work is to give. And when one person gave, and at night he put the money in somebody's hand in the quiet of the night, darkness of the night. In the morning the word spread in the town, a prostitute was given money yesterday. Sadaqah, charity. So he said, oh, where I gave my money? So that night again, next day he said, I'll give again. He was sincere. He went, he gave it again. Darkness of the night, next morning the news spread that a thief, a crook was given charity. So the news spread, so he said, oh, again I gave the wrong place. The third night he went again, and he gave, the news spread in the town, a rich man was given charity. Then he saw in a, he said, oh, all three nights, he saw in a dream, all three nights sadaqah was accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And the prostitute made tawbah, that when Allah is giving me what izzat and honor, why must I do this haram of mine? The thief, when Allah is giving me, and I don't even have to go and steal or beg, Allah is, why must I steal then? And the rich man, he said, when people are giving me, it's a lesson for me, I must give to others. So there is only goodness in giving. But shaitan puts all types. يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ Shaitan tells you, you'll spend, oh, you don't know tomorrow what need can come to. You see those people, what happened to them? You'll need it, don't spend. But when you spend, then Allah Ta'ala gives you, in one way Allah gives you ease, that He saves you from big, big expenses. No hospital bills you have to pay. No lawyer's bills you have to pay. You don't become a stupid and spend half a million on a foreign holiday, which tires you out more. And how many holidays end up in tragedies? How many people are gone in the mortuaries? They are gone in the Qabristan. They went for a holiday to enjoy. And their whole life they are... paralyzed, all this kind of things that happen. So spend in the path of Allah. And then see, even with a small earning, how pleasantly you live. How you'll eat the best food, and you'll enjoy the best without having much. You don't have to have much for all this. And the biggest thing that Allah will grant, al-ghina, ghina nafs. Wealth is the wealth of the heart, to be content in the heart. As long as you are greedy, I want more. I must get more. I need this. I must upgrade my car, my house. I must do this. Then you are still a poor person. But when you are content with what you have got, you are a rich person. And that is a great thing. وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ And this quality we have to work for. Isra can only be said when we are working towards our Shaykh Rahmatullah. He says, manzil ho ke bhi, meri manzil nahi. That all the stations that you have reached, now you have started your five times namaz, alhamdulillah, but that's not my station. My station is still in front. Now you're wearing Islamic dress also. That is your station on the way, but it's not your destination still. And now you are doing, you're getting up for tahajjud also now. That is another station on your way, but it's still not your destination. Your destination is when maut will come and Allah, and it will be announced, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. And before that, nobody knows. So we have to keep on walking. So control our anger also. And wal afina anin nas, these are those people who do the Islam, they don't harm anyone. And whoever harms them, they forgive them. And this is explained in the like a piece of ground, the literal meaning of it, a piece of ground on which everyone walks. Muslim, non-Muslim, sinners, people of big, who commit big gunas, they're also walking on that ground. And animals are also walking. Dogs and pigs also walk, and the ground accepts everyone. Who and who is walking on me, and the ground accepts them. And the pigs and dogs are urinating on that ground also. Muslims and non-Muslims are urinating, defecating on that ground. The ground accepts all. And it absorbs all that urine also, absorbs all that stool also. This is what that complete humility in a person. This is also one stage. We only know that stage of Shariat, a sin no bi sinne, that a tooth for a tooth, and an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, that we know. But we don't know that stage which is far beyond our eyes. We can't see it also, of forgiving. And we know the bitterness of revenge. We don't know the sweetness of forgiveness. We know how to take revenge, and taking revenge is bitter. There is no sweetness. And forgiveness is great sweetness, but that we have got no idea. So, wal kaavi, wal aafina anin nas, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. That position, Allah loves those people who make ihsan, who forgive, who overlook. And the highest level of this is with the wife. Those who overlook and forgive their wives and treat the wives kindly and don't even mention you did this wrong, you forgot that or anything. They just treat them well. That is our station. All these other stations, our stations, they're not our destination. That is our destination where we become amongst the muhsineen. Hazrat, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala's son, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, had a son also, Ali. He was making wudu and the slave was pouring water for when making wudu. By mistake, bumped the jug on his head. And you just went, suddenly a knock comes, you just look up, and usually it's an angry look also. So when he looked up like that, the slave then read this ayat, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those are the people who have reached their destination, who control their anger. He says, now I control my anger. And to do that is only when we have made some effort. Then we can control our anger at that time. Otherwise, who are you to lecture me? I know more better. Who are you to tell me? I know everything. So he said, then, and the person read, well, afina aninas, and forgive. Go, I've forgiven you also. Then, well, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Go, I set you free in the name of Allah. So the thing that was a thing which should have caused big punishment resulted when it is with the right people we associate with, freedom from slavery. What a big thing to be a slave of somebody where you got no say of your own. You got nothing of your own. Middle of the night your master wakes you up, you must wake up. Whatever he tells you to do, you must do. Now you're out of that slavery. And so Allah give us tawfiq. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. And those people, when they commit big gunas, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, and they have done great wrong to them, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, immediately they think of Allah. How much we just commit gunas today, one day, now our day has passed. How many our eyes we looked at wrong things. Wrong things we thought, wrong things we spoke. Did we even say the word astaghfirullah one time? And the word astaghfirullah is not istighfar. There is a whole reality behind it. We're committing gunas, not wholesale, not manufacturing. We are fully in gunas. And no istighfar. And Allah is so kind, you just turn to Him with forgiveness, He forgives you. Zakarullah, fastaghfaru lidhunubihim, they ask forgiveness. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who is there who will forgive guna but only Allah? إِلَهِ عَبْدُكَ الْعَاصِي أَتَاكَ. A person says, مُلْتَزَمْ, that your slave has come to you, مُقِرًّا بِالذُّنُوبِ, and I admit all my gunas. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ, and who will forgive gunas only? And if you forgive me, it is your kindness. And if you don't forgive me, where must I go? There is no other way. There is only you. And Allah says that Allah will forgive that person. Who else will forgive gunas? Nobody has the right to forgive those gunas. Only Allah. And they are such, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّ عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they are not determined to commit their gunas. And what is determined? The hadith explained that a person who commits a guna and he makes istighfar, even the guna 100 times a day, same guna, but he kept on making istighfar, is not counted amongst those who are making israr on guna, who are determined to commit guna. So we just, and Allah will never tell you, you're playing fools with me. One time I forgave you, two times, now get out from here. No, 100 times a day. Same guna you make, you ask forgiveness, Allah, we can get tired asking for forgiveness, Allah does not get tired forgiving us, but we don't make istighfar. We don't stay away from the things, we don't do the things that bring Allah's forgiveness. And we do the things of all Allah's wrath and punishment, and we don't even ask for forgiveness. And forgiveness, Allah promises to forgive a person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. وَلَمْ يُصِرُوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ. What is the reward of such people? So simple, straightforward. What would Allah give? مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, and rivers that will flow between the ground, beneath the ground, wonderful gardens of Jannah. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, no mort will come to that person. Never will it be taken away from it. Never will your house be repossessed. Never will anything be taken away. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ, and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful are the rewards for those who make amal. Eh? So if that is the, if we bring to make amal, or we just, I just spoke, and we just listened, and we all go home now, make salam with one another, and finish, forget everything. Now those who will make amal on it, they will get everything. Allah give us all tawfiq.